Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year Boosting Event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Some people are getting in touch to say that electric cars are automatic and don't have any other option to go to manual gears, and that some hybrids are automatic with a manual option, but some of those hybrids don't have the manual option either. Okay, that's an interesting point. As it happens, we're going to continue talking about cars now because, as I mentioned before the break, there's been a survey, an international survey, which has found that Dublin is among the 15th in the most congested cities in the world and ranks third in Europe after London and Paris. We're joined by Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transportation at the School of Civil Engineering in Trinity College Dublin. But Brian, I think you think there should be a clarification in relation to this congestion as claimed, is there?
There is, Matt. The data that they collect is just the vehicles that travel through the city. So it is basically anybody that's in a private car is picked up by that. So that's what it's showing. So traveling through Dublin city centre, where it's the third worst in Europe when it comes to traveling by private car. However, it doesn't take into account how quicker buses go or the Lewis or Dart or walking and cycling. So it just primarily focuses on the private car.
Okay, but what do you make of the finding?
Well, I suppose you could look at it two ways. First of all, if you look at it from the perspective of the Dublin City Transport Plan, the idea behind that is to make public transport quicker in the city and to slow down, I suppose, private vehicles. And that's showing that, you know, I suppose that's happening. It's never good to be at the top of this type of a list in terms of congestion, because it's not only the private drivers that are going through the city, it's also the people in white vans that are delivering and fixing things in the city that we need to keep the city working. It's also freight, and all of these things end up costing congestion. And congestion costs the city in 2022 350 million euro, which is roughly about the same price as it costs to build Lewis Cross City. So congestion is bad from loads of different reasons, but primarily for the people that do need to use the city by car.
What are the answers, though? Because it strikes me, Brian, that we've had an incredible increase in the population of the country over the last decade or so. We now have 2.7 million people at work as against about 1.1 million 35 years ago. All of these people can't be catered for in existing public transport. It will take time to put in new existing transport to be able to facilitate as many as possible of that number. But for everybody else, doesn't that suggest that, like it or not, they're going to have to use cars?
In certain cases, yes, that will have to happen. And one of the other things, it would be worse if the amount of people that are currently able to work from home weren't working from home, so the congestion figures would be higher. What's the solution? There is no quick or easy solution for any of these things. However, the new government that's about to be formed, there's a lot of plans that were done by the previous government, and these plans now will, some of them have planning permission, and say, for example, Metro, hopefully we'll get planning permission this year. So the new government won't be able to hide behind, you know, we're planning, it's happening, it's going to happen. A green light will have to be put on some of these big public transport projects that we've been talking about for decades for the city.
But will it be possible to put them in place quickly enough to cope with the existing demand, let alone with the demand that's going to be coming?
Not on the rail projects. On the Bus Connects projects, yes, they can come in quickly, and we're seeing that happen. And we saw that happen with the Dublin City Transport Plan, the parts of it that were introduced in September. Bus travel times have decreased by about a third on the quays. So as that plan starts to go out, public transport will become quicker and hopefully more attractive to people to leave the car behind. But no, we're not going to be, there is no light switch that we can flick and fix everything in the city, unfortunately, because of decades of underinvestment.
But is it even possible to get enough buses to do what's required? And haven't there been reports as well that even when we get things like new electric buses, that there aren't the charges in place to charge them every night, they don't get used?
I think that story on the electric buses was very disappointing to see coming, especially given the amount of investment that was put into those buses. But I think those kind of teething problems have been fixed now around the buses. In terms of the time to be ordering buses and getting them into the city, again, it's not something that's going to happen quickly. I suspect in the next 2-3 years, we'll start to see some of the big benefits of Bus Connect start to come in when we start to build the corridors and we start to see that happen. But bus is always kind of seen as the lesser of the two public transport options. The rail ones, they're very unlikely to happen in the term of the next government. For example, the 4 kilometre extension of the Lewis to Finglas is likely to take 10 years, and it's just 4 kilometres.
Why? Why would it take 10 years?
Planning, I think, is the main thing behind it. The amount of planning that has to happen. All of the big transport projects in the city and indeed in the country are all stuck in Onbord Planola. Cork is crying out for a light rail system, and it badly needs it. So too does Galway. So these things could be decades away unless something happens to the mechanisms by which we start to construct these projects.
Listener says, in Waterford City, we love our outer ring road. I pity Galway. It needs one. We had a local minister for transport in the noughties. That would have been Martin Cullen. Other than that, we probably wouldn't have had an outer ring road. This is something that the people in Galway have been saying for a long, long time. And given the way population growth again is it not the case that you need your enhanced public transport in a city like Galway, but that you also need the ring road?
I think I'm from Waterford, and that road has been very good, but there's also been lots of really good interventions in the city too. In Galway, the outer ring road, possibly at this stage, it's something that needs to happen because of the amount of congestion that's in that city. But I would also say that's the city at the moment that the NTA are looking at in terms of a new transport strategy. I would hope that a light rail system would be part of that strategy, but it looks like in terms of the volume of traffic that's in that city, that this outer relief ring road perhaps may be needed. Then that will then go against perhaps some of the climate change legislation that has been brought in, because if that road comes along, any new road always results in more traffic and more travel, more emissions. So how does that would sit with that? So this, again, is something that will be on the new Minister for Transport's table when they take office.
But Brian, there have been projections as well that we could have over 7 million people living in the Republic of Ireland within the next 25 to 30 years. So does that not imply that we're going to have to put an enormous amount of money into building all of these public transport networks, but at the same time, inevitably, it's going to mean that we spend more money on roads, particularly if people start purchasing electric cars? They're going to want to drive them on the roads.
They will want to drive them on the roads, and you know, I have an electric car and it is great, but you know, regardless of how cars are fueled, they cause congestion. So that figure from Dublin of 350 million in 2022 is likely to grow to 1.4 billion. That's the cost of the economy of this congestion. In terms of the quantum of cost for the public transport projects, that seems to be going up exponentially month by month. Metro was costed a couple of years ago at about 10 billion. The new Navan rail line that's been talked about again for decades, I think, is up near 2 or 2.5 billion in terms of cost. So the cost of all of these projects are spiraling, and the need for them is also spiraling. And as you say, with the population, the cities can't physically get any bigger in terms of the roads that go into them. So we need much more efficient public transport to get into the city centres. And that is rail.
Yeah, there was, of course, a report in the Irish Times yesterday. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael of the Programme for Government Talks are talking about changing the balance between road investment and public transport investment. It had gone to the latter 2-1 while the Greens were in power.
I don't think it ever actually made it to the 2-1, but that was the ambition while the Greens were there. And that wasn't really a green, well, it was a green policy that they got into the programme for government, but it was something that the Citizens' Assembly voted on in 2017 when they had the Assembly on Climate Action. So the citizens of the country put forward that this should be the ratio, and it would be interesting to see if that ratio does go. I then suspect if more money has been spent on roads, some of the big projects that I've just spoke about, you know, Metro, Navan rail lines, light rail in Cork, a light rail to Lucan, one of those will have to go.
Brian, there's also people just finished your text again saying it's all very well encouraging things like cycling and walking, but who would cycle to work or to school or college on days like this? The danger you would have on the roads would certainly outweigh taking a bike out on it, wouldn't it?
Completely, yes. And then that's why I suppose I've been advocating throughout the interview that it's the public transport networks that, we need to, put in place. Walking and cycling are great. They're great for people that live close enough to the city centre. But once you go further away, you have the sprawl, like a city like Dublin has, or Cork, that they need the high speed, not the high speed, but they need the high capacity rail networks to get into the cities.
Thank you very much, Professor Brian Caulfield from Trinity College.
The Last Word on Today FM.